Kings chapter 4, if you would turn there. We'll read from verses 38 to verse 41. From verse 38 to verse 41. Okay, it says here, and Elisha came again to Gilgal. This is 2 Kings chapter 4. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. Okay, so here is a need, and give them some food. Okay, and one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild goats, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. Then they poured out for the men to eat. Eating is a very important part of our lives, isn't it? And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. It's not going to go well. You've got to go to the hospital. O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof, because it was poison, what was put inside that pot. But he said, verse 41, let us extract the poison, right? Did he say that? He didn't say that, but he said, then bring meal. And Elisha cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. The meal here speaks of the word. It speaks of doctrine. Okay, and one more passage in Proverbs chapter 24. We'll read two verses, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. It doesn't speak about bricks and stones here, cement, no. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Amazing verse, isn't it? By knowledge shall all the chambers of that house will get filled. With what? Not with death, but all precious and pleasant riches. Now, we have been taught in our ministry something called frame of reference. Now, what is a frame of reference? Frame of reference is that supporting structure upon which we base all our evaluations, all our reasonings, all our judgments, all our values, and all our decisions in life. We all have a frame of reference. We all have a frame of reference. How do we evaluate situations? How do we make a judgment when things come our way? What is it that I value? What is it that we value? What are the decisions that we make in life? Everything is based on a supporting structure. We have a reference point back to that. To do something, or to acknowledge something, or to decipher something, or to come to a conclusion. It is what we call as a frame of reference. And God desires that we have doctrine as a frame of reference. We, by virtue of our new birth, we have a real desire for God, because we have the new man in us. There is a desire that we have for God. And we also have a devotional life with God. And we do pray. But God also desires that in real lifetime, real life issues that we face in life, we must have doctrine as a frame of reference, so that this doctrine will begin to determine the judgments and the decisions that we make in life. For that, the Word of God says there is a house. This is a spiritual house, or we can say we all have this house. It is not the structure that we make with cement. It's not about a place to meet for Bible school or a place to meet for a church. This is a house that is inside of us, and this house is our soul. And God desires that we would take in the Word day in and day out so that our soul can retain the precepts of the Word. The different chambers of our soul, made up of the mind. We all have a mind, don't we? We all have emotions, don't we? That's why we cry out. And emotions create, bring a lot of trouble to us. We have a conscience. We have a volition by which we make decisions. And we have a self-consciousness. And God desires that the chambers of our soul get filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And for this, doctrine is the key. Doctrine is the key. We can have a kind of a confidence in life in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 that as he is up there in heaven, so we can be down here on the earth. As is. Which means what? The Word of God is so practical. It's so practical. It is more real than a very physical existence. Sometimes we think we look at it and how does it really apply to what I'm going through in my life? Yes, it is very real because as we store the Word of God in the compartments of our soul, as we dwell on it, and that becomes our reference point, it will be amazing to see that we are beginning to apply the meal in all the situations in life. And what does the meal take care of? Meal takes care of death. Spiritual death, issues that trouble humanity, issues that make people anxious, the things that really cause people to like consider options or things that make them confused and all that. All these things, what do we apply to that? We're not trying to go too inquisitive into it to figure out the problem as such. God may give us discernment on that, but we have something in a frame of reference because of the precepts that are stored in the soul, and we learn to apply meal to that situation, and therefore there is no harm and there is no death. We learn to become overcomers. You know, it's amazing. God never tells us the plan of God in advance. I wish he did, but he doesn't. But the plan of God in an amazing way unfolds itself before us. In such a way that we are taken aback and say, oh, what is this? That's why it says in Deuteronomy chapter 13, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Choose ye this day. Behold, today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, today is that day of salvation. Choose this day. So God does not foretell us in advance what is awaiting us, what is going to unfold before our eyes, what we are going to be faced with, and things and situations and all those things. God doesn't tell us, but God in advance prepares us for that. There is always a preparation of God that goes before so that that day, when that day comes, we have the doctrine in our frame of reference, in our supporting structure to face that day, because we learn by faith to apply meal to that given circumstance. Isn't that amazing? So there's never a time in this day and age where we just need to postpone this. If God has put it in your heart to study the Word, and we never know what we have learned will actually be brought into application. Because that's how God has designed his plan. God has designed his plan in such an amazing way as to break up the fallow ground, to produce brokenness in it, so that we become receptive. The seed of the Word begins to take root in us, but also the Word that has become part of our frame of reference become applicable for that situation. And the Word of God says in Psalm 18 verse 30, this plan, which is shocking for most of us, we don't know, like, you know, every day it is something. And we don't need to fear because God has already prepared us with the meal, the right kind of meal, the specifics of doctrine. That's what we call categorical doctrine. Not a general idea of God, but specifically learning to think with God. And what God thinks about a situation is also what I think about that given situation. And we learn to apply that. And guess what? We are overcomers from things that bring us to a place of death. If God has put it on your heart, study the Word. It's very real. it's theoretical, which means there is, we have classrooms, we study the theory, but it's also very real, it's very practical, it's very relevant and very appropriate for the given situations that God will put us through. Amen. So thank God for what we have. And if there has been a design, probably it has never been nurtured in you, no problem. Take advantage of this opportunity. Trust God. Get nourished in the words of faith in 1 Timothy 4 verse 6. And it will do us a lot of good. Because what do we have against death that comes our way? We have meal, which is the mind of Christ, which is the mind of God. And that is phenomenal, isn't it? And this is how we go on. This is one aspect of growth in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. So what does God give us? A house. And how is that house built? By wisdom. And by what is it established? By cementing. No. It is established by understanding and by knowledge, which means we need to know this, isn't it? And that's why we have the Bible school. Shall all the chambers of our heart and soul be filled with beautiful, precious, and pleasant riches. And that's awesome. If there's a hunger and a desire, it says in Matthew chapter 5, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they are the ones who will get filled. God, I want to be filled with you. God says, hunger after my things, and I will fill you. And it will be, as Pastor has taught us, not just a filling, but it will be much more in abundance. Because in Acts 20 verse 32, it is a word of his grace that is able to build us up, mature us, and give us a discernment about the inheritance, the spiritual inheritance that we are really part of. Amen. So looking forward to seeing you this semester. Let's believe God for the details to come through. I know the church has moved another 9 kilometers, but that's okay. What is 9 kilometers? God has given us a provision. 2-wheelers, 4-wheelers, 3-wheelers, doesn't matter. Come by faith and see how God will reward you for that decision you make for Him. Amen. Thank you.